Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey, reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we have a letter from St. Faustina to her superior, Sister Irena, from January of 1937. Pradnik, 1st of January, 1937. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Dearest Mother, I remember that on New Year's Day, Sister Assistant offers an apology to you, dear Mother Superior, on behalf of all the sisters. So on this day, I unite myself in spirit with my dear sisters, and I too humbly apologize to you, beloved Mother Superior, for all the sorrows I have caused you, Mother, in the course of the last year. I humbly beg your forgiveness and ask for your blessing for the year 1937, so that every single day of this year will be for the greater glory of God. I wish you the Lord's abundant graces, dear Mother, and particularly health for work and strength for suffering, as this is what is needed the most in God's service. I fervently asked the infant Jesus that he deign to hold our house close to his merciful little heart, and I feel in the depths of my soul that he takes special pleasure in dwelling among our hearts. At the close of the old year, and in reparation to the Lord Jesus, I made a holy hour from 9 till 10 o'clock, and I also prayed a little longer than usual. Then, at 12 midnight, I united myself in spirit with the whole congregation in spirit and welcomed the new year. And now, as regards my health, it is neither better nor worse, but I am trying to do my best, that is to say, to profit by all means at my disposal to recover. As for the rest, let God do as he pleases. I would like to ask you, dear Mother, for soap, 2 envelopes, and 2 stamps, since I would like to write to Mother General more often. I wrote a short note with New Year wishes to every sister. Please do with them as you see fit, Mother. I kiss your hand and ask your prayers. Sister Faustina. This is a letter to Sister Irena Krzyżanowski, the superior of her local house in Krakow. Faustina is writing from the sanatorium. And she mentions nothing about the Divine Mercy apparitions. She seems like a normal sister recuperating in a hospital. She sends New Year's greetings and asks for pardon for all of the sorrow and the difficulty that she caused her religious superior in the previous year. Obviously, nothing was intentional, but her illness probably did cause extra problems for the superior. She prays for the superior who they call Mother. She prays for all of the members of the religious house. She asks the infant Jesus for a special grace for the house. And she says she feels in her heart as if Jesus is pleased to dwell among them. One wouldn't know that frequently during Mass, Sister Faustina can see the infant Jesus. And Faustina made a holy hour at the end of the year of 1936 in reparation for negligences in the previous year and as a preparation for the new year. She united in spirit at midnight with the other sisters, even though she is some distance from them in the hospital. Prayer unites us in spirit. Her health is about the same. She's trying her best to recover so that she can still help the congregation in various ways, through her prayer, her ministry, and her good example. Her recovery is up to God. She always wants to do God's will. This is about 21 months before her death. Faustina asks for various items that she needs. It seems she wants to write 2 letters to the Mother General. We see her human side. She wrote a short note to each of the sisters, and she leaves it up to the superior whether she will distribute them to the other sisters or not. I don't know why she wouldn't distribute them, but Faustina doesn't want to impose something on her superior. Faustina is always very humble.